An update on local air travel. The Board of Supervisors discussed the possibility of renewing nonstop flights to L.A. through the carrier American Eagle a few days ago. The issue was the focus of a special meeting of the Headwaters Board, and the outline of a proposal would have the Headwaters Fund provide $1 million in revenue guarantees to the airline over 2 years. Supervisor Virginia Bass commented on the desire of many locals who not only use the direct flight, but want it reinstated.
Well, one of the things that we've noticed is people have really missed the Horizon flights to LAX. And I think we were surprised at the number of people who actually used it as frequently as they did. You know, we used the service a lot to LAX because it was just simpler than going through San Francisco.
Supervisor Bass also pointed out that San Francisco International will be shutting down one of its runways this June, a move that will further impact local air travel for those connecting through SFO. The supervisors will make the final decision on any revenue guarantees, but the first step taken by the Headwaters Fund Board gives the County Aviation Division something to take to the negotiating table. When there is a fire emergency in the city of Eureka or its surrounding areas, the units that respond are now from a department called Humboldt Fire. But there is more to the consolidation between the Eureka Fire Department and the Humboldt Fire District. The consolidation has been approved, and as Eureka City Manager David Tyson points out, what's left is creating a contract and dealing with the economic and administrative details.
We are looking at consolidation through contract, and however that takes, what form that takes, we haven't really decided. It could be a joint powers authority where we have an entity that's created that we both contribute to. We could do that for the whole departments, or we could do that just for our management team. The operations side of it, they're already doing it. It's a matter now of the dollars and cents and in moving, you know, the political boundaries and creating an entity that we can move forward with.
The city of Eureka spent around $6.5 million per year on fire services. Consolidation is expected to save both the city and the district money. All that is left is hammering out the details of how the department will be formed. An update on the Coho Salmon. Reporter Dan Squire with more.
The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has received a grant from the State Department of Fish and Game to study whether or not increased in-stream flow from Ruth Lake to the Mad River will benefit the recovery of coho salmon in the river. Enhancing river flow is one of three options the Water Board has targeted to put local water to good use, in the face of the fact that the state water regulations operate under a use-it-or-lose-it policy. With Central Valley farmers clamoring for more water, using local resources for local projects has been the number one priority for the Water District.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another scam is making the rounds, this one targeting distressed homeowners. The Sacramento Business Journal reports that scammers call homeowners offering help to save their homes with an application for help from Keep Your Home California, bilking the victims for as much as $900. But applying for help from Keep Your Home California is always free, from phone calls to getting mortgage help, according to a news release from the organization. So to avoid potential scams, the organization's officials ask homeowners to call directly to get information about assistance with mortgages. On the Talk Shop program, we talked with CPA Bill McCauley, who says that people need to be cautious on the phone and be aware of scams.
There's nothing new under the sun, and so they're repeated and changed, and they recast and come back out. And we're all aware of, you know, if we get an email from Nigeria and somebody's trying to get money out of the country, hopefully at this point we've all learned that's a fraud scheme. But some of the other ones that have a greater air of legitimacy surrounding them are more problematic.
You can hear the full interview at KINS1063.com. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.